Section 12. Basic Vehicle Control Skills Test. 12.1 Overview of the CDL Skills Test. You can take your CDL skills test after passing the required knowledge tests, obtained a CLP, and the course completions have been submitted for the commercial class and vehicle type you wish to be licensed for. CDL skills testing is conducted in English only. Use of interpreters or bilingual examiners is not allowed. The CDL skills test is conducted in three parts, which include a vehicle inspection, a basic control test, and a road test, performed in that order. If you disqualify on any one of these tests, the test will be stopped at that part and you will need to reschedule the remaining skills segments. Once you have passed any part of the skills tests, you will not be required to retake that test over, as long as you do not change examiners, if using a contracted third-party examiner. Do not change vehicles, or your vehicle equipment does not vary significantly from earlier test attempts. Complete all three parts of the skills test before your commercial learner's permit, CLP, is renewed, upgraded, or expires. When a permit gets renewed or upgraded, but the skills test has not been completed prior to the upgrade, previously passed segments are voided, and all three segments need to be retaken. Both state examiners and contracted third-party examiners are used to meet skills test demands. In most cases, you do not get to choose what type of examiner you can use. When scheduling your test, we require driver and general vehicle information, including where the test will be conducted. All skills tests, initial and retest, must be scheduled a minimum of 3 days before the test is conducted. The required notice for each scheduled skills test and minimum waiting periods for non-passing test attempts are outlined below. 3-day minimum notice is required before taking your first CDL skills test. 3-day minimum notice, waiting period is required after disqualifying on a vehicle inspection. 3-day minimum notice, waiting period is required after disqualifying on a basic control test. 7-day minimum notice, waiting period is required after disqualifying on a road test. 12.2 Test Rules. 12.2.1 General Test Rules. The vehicle inspection is conducted before the other parts of the skills test. During this test, you must show that the vehicle is safe to drive. You cannot take the other parts of the skills test until you have passed the vehicle inspection. A safety inspection conducted by the examiner will be prior to any partial skills tests, for example, basic controls and road test or road test only. A representative vehicle must be used to complete all three parts of the skills test. For example, you cannot complete any part of the test in separate vehicles, equipped differently, to simplify test standards, or to provide an unfair advantage. If a driver begins the vehicle inspection with a tractor equipped with a sleeper cab, manual transmission, and coupled to a 53-foot trailer, they must continue any remaining test in the same vehicle, or a similar vehicle configuration. Day cab cannot be used when first test was a sleeper cab. If a different vehicle configuration is used, where the vehicle or vehicle equipment varies from an earlier past test, prior past test results will be voided, and the driver will be required to start the skills test over in the current vehicle being used or return with the previous vehicle configuration. If testing for a school bus endorsement, the bus must be equipped with required functioning safety devices and meet all school bus specifications established by the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, OSPI. 12.2.2 Skills Test Ground Rules. Below are important ground rules for taking your CDL skills test. Failure to follow these ground rules could result in your test being postponed and having to reschedule. Take the following to your test. A valid Washington State driver's license with a commercial learner's permit issued 14 days or more prior to the skills test. A valid medical examiner's certificate. A vehicle that is properly licensed, in safe operating condition with no defective equipment. The vehicle must also be equipped with all required emergency and safety equipment. A vehicle, including trailer if applicable, that is properly labeled with the Gross Vehicle Weight Rating, GVWR, or Gross Combination Weight Rating, GCWR, or approved documents providing the GVWR or GCWR. Valid proof of insurance for the vehicle that will be used for testing must be in the vehicle. If applicable, documentation, information that your vehicle has been purged when vehicle is equipped with a tank, hazardous material only. Purge document cannot be older than 24 hours prior to testing. Do not take the following to your test: a loaded vehicle with enclosed trailers, tank vehicles or box trucks. Examiner is required to verify the inside of the cargo area. When that is not possible, the test will be cancelled. Hazardous materials. A vehicle where the speed is governed and cannot achieve posted speed limits. During the test, no smoking is allowed within the skills test area, in or outside of your vehicle. Your appointment may be cancelled for disregarding this requirement. No weapons are allowed in the vehicle or on the CDL skills test site. No passengers or animals are allowed in the vehicle. Federal and state agencies' personnel are allowed. No memory aids of any kind are allowed. No audio or video recording devices are allowed. This does not apply to transit school buses that are equipped with an onboard camera to monitor students. 12.2.3 Customer Ground Rules. English proficiency, be able to follow instructions. CDL skills testing is conducted in English only. Use of interpreters or bilingual examiners is not allowed. No markings, labels or cues on vehicle components or inside the vehicle. No use of wired, wireless headset or other Bluetooth devices, cell phone, or other transmission devices. Cell phone can be used as a timer for the air leak test only. No use of tape, digital recorders, cameras, video recorders. No interference from trainers, co-workers, or others. They must stay in designated waiting area and not give signals of any kind. Note: perceived signals given could result in cancellation of the test. No testing will be conducted when you are under the influence of any controlled or recreational drugs, alcohol. Practicing at any CDL skills test site is prohibited. Note: CDL skills test site is defined as a location, certified by DOL, where all of the segments of a skills test is conducted. Note: failure to follow customer ground rules or interference from others may result in the test being stopped, including loss of test fees. Note: due to limited space and security, DOL CDL test sites do not allow drivers or guests to wait inside mobile work units or offices. Most sites have limited space for guest or waiting drivers. 12.3 Scoring. If you score 13 or more points, you will have to reschedule. The waiting period is a minimum of 3 days. If you score 12 points or less, you can continue to the next test. 12.3.1 Glossary of Terms. Crossing boundaries, encroachments. Pull-ups. Outside vehicle observations, looks. Final position, inside parallel. Encroachments. If a driver touches or crosses over an exercise boundary or touches a cone with any part of the vehicle other than the vehicle's mirrors, it is called an encroachment. The driver needs to clear this encroachment before they can continue. Each encroachment will be scored. The driver can continue when they think the encroachment is cleared. A pull-up will be marked when clearing an encroachment. In a combination vehicle, when the tractor, truck or trailer cross over a boundary, it will be marked as 2 encroachments. Pull-ups. When a driver stops and pulls forward to clear an encroachment or to get a better position, it is scored as a pull-up. Stopping without changing direction does not count as a pull-up. You will not be penalized for initial pull-ups. However, additional pull-ups will be scored. Outside vehicle observations, looks. When a driver moves from a seated position, it is scored as a look. When doing so, you must place the vehicle in neutral and set the parking brake. Then, when exiting the vehicle, you must do so safely by facing the vehicle and maintaining 3 points of contact with the vehicle at all times. When exiting a bus, maintain a firm grasp on the handrail at all times, either facing forwards, backwards. If you do not safely secure the vehicle or safely exit the vehicle, it may result in an automatic failure of the basic control skills test. The maximum number of times that you may look to check the position of your vehicle is 2, except for the straight line backing exercise, which allows 1 look. Each time you move from a seated position, it is scored as a look. Final position, it is important that you finish each exercise exactly as directed. If you do not maneuver the vehicle into its final position as directed, you will be disqualified on the basic skills test. 12.3.2 straight line backing. You will be asked to back your vehicle in a straight line between two rows of cones without touching or crossing over the exercise boundaries. Once your vehicle has passed the last set of cones without striking boundary or cones, you can stop. 12.3.3 offset back, right. You will drive straight forward and then back your vehicle into the right lane, without touching or crossing over the exercise course marked by the cones. If you encroach on or through any cones, the examiner will stop you and you must return into bounds. Once your vehicle has passed the first set of cones without striking boundary lines or cones, you can stop. 12.3.4 Alley Dock. You will be asked to sight side back your vehicle up at a 90-degree angle and back your vehicle, sight side, into an alley dock, bringing the rear of your vehicle within 3 feet of the rear of the alley without touching boundary lines or cones. Your vehicle must be straight within the alley lane when you have completed the maneuver. During these exercises, you will notify the examiner about final position, which is setting the brakes and honking your horn. The examiner will approach you and give you further instructions. 12.4 Grounds for automatic disqualification. You will be automatically disqualified for any of the following. Dangerous action. Anytime the examiner has to intervene and stop you from striking any fixed object. Applies to other dangerous situations while positioning the vehicle or completing the backing exercises. When you fail to put the vehicle in neutral, park and/or set the vehicle's parking brake before leaving the driver's seat. Exiting the vehicle in an unsafe manner. Repeated instances of exiting the vehicle in an unsafe manner. Exiting a truck needs to be done facing towards the cabin and 3 points of contact. Exiting a passenger vehicle forward, backwards and 3 points of contact. Accident. An accident, however slight. This includes contact with any fixed object. Note. Striking exercise boundary cones is not scored as an accident. Failure to perform. When you cannot comprehend or respond to instructions given during any part of the basic control test. Applies to the inability to perform any of the backing exercises.